The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and homebuyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the Home of the Week, the Good News, and Current Market Updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, happy Sunday to you, my friend.
Happy. What are you doing up so early?
I know. I'm already on my second quart of coffee this morning.
The second quart. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I figured you'd be by gallon by now, baby. Second gallon. And I'm telling
it's
you
cheaper
what.
Cheaper than gas.
What is that? What is the amount of calories we consume in creamer?
I don't do the creamer.
You drink it black?
I've been in radio for far too long to have... If you're in radio, it's prerequisite that you have to drink black coffee.
You do?
Yeah.
So is there something behind? Is that because like...
It's just all part of the trade.
I got a funny story about that. It's all part of the trade.
Yeah.
So I was taking a class on public speaking when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think they call that like four chins ago. And the guy's like, Jason, all right. So one of the things you cannot do, you cannot drink milk before you're doing a seminar, right? And I don't know if they tell you the same thing on radio, right? So what do I do? So I'm in the hotel. We're down in Vegas. I'm in the hotel. I'm listening to this class on public speaking. And I go in there and I just have a large glass of milk. But it was my turn that day to do to do the public speaking. So I was in there and I'm going, oh, I'm like, about 45 seconds in, I started like coughing and choking.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, did you follow all the guidelines I gave yesterday? And I'm like, no. He's like, tell me what you had for breakfast. And I go, and milk. He goes, bingo, class. Yeah. And then he embarrassed me in front of the whole class. So it was pretty funny. So anyway.
B+, I guess is what you ended up in that class.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, man. Well, I got a topic for today.
Okay.
So it's limited inventory. Now, we've been touching on bits and pieces about this, mm-hmm. but I had a person ask me the other day, Jason, why is the inventory limited?
Right.
We talk about how we get out of it, you know, certain things like why selling now is more advantageous than waiting and how you can stay in your home indefinitely if you list and sell now and blah, blah, blah. But we've gone over that, but we never really have talked about all of the actual reasons why we have limited inventory. And then since I never bring an issue or a problem without solutions, what is it that we can do
To increase
the inventory, yeah. You know, as a community, as a state. So I just wanted to hop right into that.
Yeah.
And then...
Because inventory is dwindling. We're getting closer and closer to the peak season.
It's crazy. It's, you know, our home of the weeks are just, you know, virtually... Today I had to go scour through and try to find... Because it's like, you know, you put them on and they're gone right away. So things are still... So I just was looking up, you know, Ravalli County right now has about 45 single-family resident homes for sale. 95 single-family resident homes for sale in Missoula County.
So the Bitterroot itself, basically.
Bitterroot has 95. Yeah, whole entire thing. Yep. And, you know, Thursday I went fishing down in Ravalli County. I won't say where, but we did really good. There's this big, large stonefly bug that comes out this time of year.
Yeah.
I think they call them squallows.
Yep.
It was snowing on us. It was snowing on us and blowing on us, but it was gorgeous. We were the only boat on this stretch. A river.
Yeah, and the water's still in good condition, too.
The water, they said, has been up, but for us, it was crystal clear, you know, where we were. Didn't see another person, another boat, and I caught 14 yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, mostly on nymphs, nymph and a worm dropper, and then... at the end, he's like, well, you know, once it warmed up to like 30,
yeah.
He was like, had all my duck hunting gear on, you know, it warmed up to 30. We started dry fly fishing and sun came out a little bit and I caught three on the fly, which was great.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was pretty good. Yep. And I didn't kill anybody either with my back cast.
Yeah. I was going to say, you didn't give anybody any cool new
because I am not winning any form awards when it comes to that. So
you didn't give your guy on the sticks any cool new piercings?
Yeah. No, I tried like heck to give him one of them, like, what are they, a tongue piercing? Yeah. So anyway, so this whole thing started. Oh, and I call the name of this report that I wrote that has 21 points on it. There's two things really we're going to look at. Why the inventory is limited, like step by step. This comes from experts, seminars I've been to, my own goings on locally. In my opinion, we're going to see a decrease in appreciation or home price increases over the next, you know, in 2022 versus 2021. The reason for that, you know, because we had a 25-30% jump in prices in 2021, which is fantastic. I mean, that's a great return on investment, you know, for sure. But rates are rising every day. They're up over 5% right now. People can't can't believe that, because just, you know, a couple months ago, they're at 2.6%, 2.7%.
When was the last time it was that high?
It was Jimmy Carter? Yeah,
you
know? Jimmy Carter. No, there was a time where it went over 5%. I believe it was 2019 or early 2020.
Okay.
Yeah, it actually went up that high. It was a blip on the radar. Yeah.
Wasn't long.
Yeah, it was not long. And they came back down. So it started during and around the election, which was, what, 2018 for the midterms.
Yeah.
Right. So it happened right around that, like a month before that, and it went until January. So I believe it was October of 2018 through January of 2019
okay.
is when I saw that. And it slowed everything down. But listen, rates are rising. Inflation is high, like Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy Carter. Yeah, I mean, it's worse than that, right? When you spend as much money as our government spends, there's no way that the inflation's not coming. I mean, it's crazy. So daily living is, now here's something that people don't realize. Look, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, making all these Costco jokes, but daily living is way more expensive. Gas, groceries, cars. This affects, so you're going to buy a house, your interest rate's, you know, 2.5 points higher than it was, you know, a very short time ago. And then now, you know, everything you go buy is more. Well, that they don't figure that out on your debt to income ratio. Your lender doesn't know how much you're spending on groceries. That's not a
right.
question that they ask you on that form,
yeah.
but you know it damn well.
Yeah.
You know what
it.
You're spending
you
on them.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
What was the number? The number I heard was every family's going to expect about $5,000 a year.
Yeah, more. Exactly.
And just in expenses like groceries.
Your kids must not eat that much.
He's getting there.
He's getting there?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Dude, I think I'm doing like $5,000 a month.
And like, most of that's in milk.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, milk and
yeah.
cereal.
Yeah, you know, I give you a couple alfalfa sprouts every day. You believe me? So anyways. So it's I'm just like, oh my, so people are struggling. I mean, it's expensive out there, you know? So this is eventually going to affect housing, and we're starting to see it a little bit. We're going to lose. Here's the big one. We're going to lose 30 to 40% of our buyer pool, in my opinion, because they're priced out of the market. So case in point, we had a client that was looking, went with us the other day to look at a condo. It was listed at $350,000. And a great past client of mine, just a great gal. And I'm like, well, you probably need to go requalify. So she requalifies. She only pre-qualified now because of the rise in interest rate of, what was it, 250 or 260 now.
Oh, sad. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like
that's what I'm afraid of. I was pre-qualified before
yeah,
the pandemic,
yeah,
and now I'm worried what it would be like.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
I gotta look into it.
You have to.
I should.
You really need to requalify. Yeah. So that was crazy. So that's going to be happening, and because of that, people that could have bought in last week or last month or the month before that can no longer buy. So I think we're going to lose the 30 to 40% of our buyer pool, because not everybody in Missoula is trying to buy something for $1 million, or in Ravalli County trying to buy something for $1 million.
Right.
Most people are trying to buy around the average sale, you know, $400,000 to $500,000. You know, and it, you know, now maybe they're only going to be able to afford $300,000. Eventually, that's going to have a toll on the amount of showings. And then the amount of offer, like less showings, because less people approve, so there's going to be less showings, so there's yep. going to be less offers on each home, and then the houses are going to sell for less, and it's going to be a snowball effect, and the snowball effect does take 6 to 12 months, but there's no way that we're not going to see some sort of a change. It's just impossible.
Do you feel it's going to start going on its way down?
I don't know that the prices are going to go down, but I think the inventory, I think the days on market are going to go up because there's less actual buyers.
Right.
I actually think that, I think we're going to see not a leveling off of prices this year, but a cooling down of appreciation this year. I think you're going to see longer days on market. The longer they sit there, the more the inventory builds. Now, could we use that right now? Absolutely. Could buyers start winning again because there's more inventory? Sure. But, you know, a lot of them aren't going to be able to win because they're not going to be able to afford anything that they would actually live in.
So you're saying that the open houses are eventually going to stop looking like music festivals?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, they got the big blankets on the front, you know,
right.
front lawn. You know, you get smoke wafting. You know, all these kinds of things. Yeah,
partly cloudy skies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, what kind of cookies are they serving at those open houses? Oh, cool.
So we're going to find out today how to increase the inventory, though. How we can all kind of participate in hoping to increase the inventory.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all coming up right after a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker right after this.
Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here with some personal advice for home sellers. Now, there are various companies or agents that will offer to give you cash up front for your home, but be careful. Now, often there are dramatically lower prices or hidden fees that the average person can miss, and that can cost you a lot of money. That's why I prefer to work with a great, smart real estate agent that truly knows the local market and can give me the best advice and put the most money in my pocket. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, Well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. But more importantly, he can help you look at all the options with hundreds of potential buyers, and that creates demand for your home and helps your home sell at a price and deadline that you agree to, or he buys it. Don't leave money on the table. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, today we're talking about how we can help increase the inventory of housing.
That's right. All you got to do is just call me. Okay, show's over.
Yeah, that's it. Call Jason.
That's it. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about why, and we're going to talk about how to fix it. So, you know, the first thing that happened, you know, when this whole pandemic came about is people realized they weren't happy in the house that they were in, mm-hmm. right? So many people started working from home, everything else. So they needed an office now. They didn't have an office. You know what I mean? The kids are just running around, you know, they need a place to lock themselves in, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes there was families being combined, and sometimes the families were, you know, like, you know, if there was a multi-generational family or something, or, you know, in the elderly person who, of course, were most affected by COVID, were like, you know what, stay away from me, little booger eaters, you know, the kids, you know, like, you know, like, grandma, they don't want to be affected.
Grandma's living in a camper in the
That's
backyard.
Exactly right. Yep. Yeah. So grandma was sent to Siberia.
Right.
Yeah. So sometimes families came together for that same reason to take care of someone, or sometimes they went apart. But regardless, there was almost a rush of buyers there because there was a different need. So people needed something different. So at first that didn't really make a huge difference, but you'll see why here in a little bit, why it did. So people realized they weren't happy in the house they were in, point number one. Point number two, out-of-state people want to escape the pandemic in any way possible. They're living in a high-rise. You know, they're in the city. They want to be in the country.
I call them COVID refugees.
Yeah, COVID refugees. And here's the first one. Number three, local Montanans wanted to get away from the out-of-staters.
That's true.
That is true, yeah. So, yeah, I did. I moved down Florence, and I surrounded myself with lots of aspen trees and acreage, and I sit right in the middle of all that. So, but anyway, number four, no offense, everybody. Number four, spouses got sick of each other.
Right.
Now there's a need for two houses versus one. So that ate up some of the inventory, right? Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, they got sick of it. Here's another one. COVID babies.
Oh,
so, you
yeah.
know, so now they need a bigger house.
Right.
Right. So that ate up some of the inventory, you know. So, but anyways, people didn't want to sell because they didn't want to have people in their house, right? Unless they were like wearing a hazmat suit or something. They're like, stay out of here, because they didn't know what it was. You know, you're watching the ticker tape, you're watching, you know, nowhere do they ever say that 99.8% of the people are okay. You never ever saw that. You always saw
such a weird time.
It's such a weird time. It's like you walk out of the house and it's like you're afraid you're going to just like drop dead instantly, right? So
following you around with a can of Lysol.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So they didn't want to sell because they didn't want people in their house, right? Because we thought that hand sanitizer was the answer, even though this is an airborne disease, right? We just didn't know. There's just so much like unknown, right? Right at the first, because we just weren't hearing the right stuff, right? There's not enough new builds in this market.
Right.
Like virtually, I think if they built 1,000 homes, $500,000 or less, they would be under contract within about negative, you know, 8 seconds.
Right.
Frankly.
It looks like they're popping up everywhere, though, new builds.
It looks that way. A lot of them are pre-sold. There's not a lot of subdivisions where you can just go in there and buy. I mean, we virtually need literally 200 or 300 more new homes, in my opinion, than we have right now that are affordable. Right. Yeah, you're seeing these homes pop up. They're $1 million or $1 million or $1 million. You know, like, okay. You know, so, you know, the average family around here is not buying that, especially not with a, you know, over 5% interest rate right now. And I'm not a lender.
If you're buying that high, is it a good chance it'll depreciate?
All I can talk about is a last boom, and we're not in the last bust. Mm. We're not in something like that because there's no subprime loans, and nor should we think that there's going to be this bubble like that. Okay, unless it's like World War III, then it won't matter. Nuke goes off, you know, something like that, you know, act of God, whatever. But the fact of the matter is that, no, it's not really, it's not that bad. But when anytime there's a market shift, the higher end stuff does depreciate more, you know, because 10% of the 2 million is more than 10% of 200,000, right? So, you know, you're going to lose that. I can't do that. You're going to have to do that math for me. Just kidding. So, but the big one is sellers aren't selling. And we've talked about this extensively on the show. And we're not going to cover this anymore today because we've already covered it a lot. If anyone has any questions, they can just call me. But sellers aren't selling because they feel like they got nowhere to go.
Yep.
Okay. When in fact, that's not true. They do. They just have to have a responsive team, someone who's constantly looking, someone who takes a lot of listings. And they have to understand that they can. And again, we're not going to beat this dead horse, but they can stay in their dang house for sure every single time until they find something else. They don't have to move out if your agent sets it up correctly, period.
Yeah.
Do you believe
Show me? Number two on our podcast.
Show number two on our podcast, and probably four and five and every other one we're talking about. Yeah. That, because that's a big thing.
Yeah.
So I just want to talk about, like, all right, so those are the reasons why, right? The six or seven reasons. But what the heck can we do? Because it's like, that's the most important thing. So this has a lot to do with, you know, talking to people in my own profession a lot more than, like, you know, the general public.
So you're networking with other agents? You
I am, yeah. We're going to start, and I'll have more on this, but we're going to start, I find the only way that we can fix this is through education, both of the public, both of organizations, both of, you know, builders, developers, you know, dare I say politicians and things like that. But realistically, what I can do, I'm not going to do a thing for them, realistically, for the, you know, politicians. They're beyond hope. But anyway, but the fact of the matter is that who I can do it for is I can teach buyers, I can teach sellers, and I can teach other agents, because that's what I do. And if I approach that like a heart of a teacher, you know, so we're going to have monthly masterminds, and more on that later, where we invite the whole, and it's not recruiting, okay? Because the first thing any other real estate agent or broker is going to say, Jason's a recruiting agent. It's not true. I'll sign a waiver. But we need to get everybody together, and we need to teach them how to
just
take
have
listings.
A think tank.
We need to have a freaking think tank on how to take listings, period.
Yeah.
Because buyers need them.
Yeah.
It's a fact, right? And we need to educate them on how to do that. But anyway, here we go. This is number eight of my points, but the first one, what do we do to fix it? 6 or 7 million people in this country are still going to sell their home. And last time I checked, you have to have a listing
in order to sell it. Yeah.
Can't sell thin air, can you?
No.
They'll try, but they can't. Yeah. Yeah. You can sell hot air. Back to the politicians. Well,
going back to the politics.
That's right, yeah, for sure. We think a lot alike.
That's right. Yeah,
and have you noticed how politically correct I am, Casey? Yeah. Yeah, I bite my tongue all the time. Yeah. So, but you need to work with whoever your agent is. You got to make sure that if there a new house comes on the market right away, that boom, you're right on it, right? And especially if you're selling it, they know how to explain how to stay in your home until you find your next one. That's important.
I believe we call it FOMO, though. FOMO. It's FOMO. Fear of missing
fear
out.
Of missing
it's
out,
that anxiety of knowing that you have to be there.
Like, I think a business plan for you and I is we need to get, like, one of those, like I don't know what they are, MMA or UFC, like, rings.
Yeah,
we'll octagon. Just put it in the front hard. Just speak of the open houses.
We'll get an octagon.
Absolutely. An octagon. That's right, baby. We put that octagon right in the front yard. You know what I mean? Maybe on top of the tramp.
Give some gloves and battle it out.
Absolutely. Huh? Yeah. Gloves? That's bare knuckle. Come on. This is 2022 housing market.
We can do something really cool, like give them cocktail swords. And they have to battle to the death with cocktail swords.
The funnest thing in the world is whapping your kid with one of those foam swords. Yeah. Oh, they love it. Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, normally both of them come out and ambush me with theirs. So Ethan and Cassie. But anyways, we need to demand price accountability with suppliers and make sure they're not overpaying. Like, if someone's gouging you, like how do gas prices go up 50 cents in one day? Like, that the gas in that tank, they paid less for.
Right.
Right. So it's like, there's a lot of price gouging. We need to just, anybody who's doing that to the general public, to the builders, developers, just stop using them. Builders need to build more. There's a lot to that. They would love to. I think if the capital was more readily available, the interest rates were lower, the lumber was available, all of these things. I'm not sure how we have a shortage. I believe it's all by design. But the fact of the matter is we need to figure that out. We need to be more vocal as a world.
There's not as much of a shortage on building supplies as there was, though. I think
that's correct. But they're still turning the dial on those prices, and they need to turn those dials down. Now, I understand capitalism and everything like that, but there's a point where corporatism takes over. That's where you see more of the greed, I think, than the traditional sense of the word capitalism.
But the lumber's not floating out in the ocean somewhere.
No, yeah, it very well could be. Well, they say there's like 500,000 ships out there.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, yeah. I mean, think of all the fish. They could turn them into fishing charters while they're waiting to dock.
Why not?
You know, it'd be great. So demanding the price accountability. And, you know, what I've seen is I'm seeing less and less agents take listings, like different agents take listings, like, and I'm seeing more of the same agents take, you know, more of the experienced agents taking them. So I'm seeing agents getting frustrated and giving up on finding listings, because right now what we do not have out there is a shortage of buyer leads or buyer interest. We have a shortage of listings.
Mm-hmm.
I think I looked in the MLS, and I believe it was Missoula County, 300 less residential homes sold last year than the year prior. And, you know, so if that's the actual number, I haven't looked for a couple months, but that's what I recall. And if that's the actual number, that means 600 less transactions, 600 less sides, because there's two sides, a buyer and a seller side, right, overall. And that's a humongous, you know, difference. So we've got to have our agents locally really not giving up on finding
listings.
Is that
prospecting, calling?
It's great. It actually is. There's no way I can beat around the bush. What I'm good at is reaching out to the people whom I know and just asking, do you know anyone looking to sell?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I just don't get. On our license, it says real estate salesperson. That's what it says.
It does say salesperson?
It does. Can you believe that?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Very loosely.
Kind of derogatory.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I know. God. You know, and imagine that a salesperson would actually have to sell. It's like, can you imagine walking into a dentist's office who work on teeth and he's like, I'm afraid to tell you what I do. I'm afraid. You know, like, I'm just so afraid. You know, it's like, I sell real estate. That's my job. That's what I'm good at. I'm not afraid to tell anybody I do that. Now, am I going to call them every day and make them mad? No.
Yeah.
But if I call them if they're my friend or someone I know, and I call them every 3 months and say, have you heard of anyone looking to buy or sell real estate? If we all did that, there wouldn't be an inventory shortage. If we emailed them or texted them or reached out to them on Facebook.
It's just a numbers game, though, right?
It's eventually. Just a numbers game.
Yeah.
If every agent in this town would just talk to 20 of their sphere, people that they
and
know.
They got 1% say yes.
This thing would be over with.
Right.
It would be. Because then the big thing that we talked about was the people who are afraid to sell because they're afraid they won't find anything won't have that problem. Because there'll be so much out there.
Options.
And they'll all come on all at the same time. That's the only way I can fix that is with our mastermind every month. Is just train them, you know, what to do, how to say the systems that we use in order to do that effectively.
Well, and just encourage people to pick up the
encourage
phone.
Encourage people
and
to
call.
Pick up the, and you know what? You know what I can honestly say? Since I got into this business in 2013, before that I did mortgages for 10 or 11 years, I can honestly say that I've only had a few handfuls of people out of tens of thousands of conversations hang up on me that whole entire time.
Right.
Because a lot of times, I'm the only one that has ever called them that day, that week, that month.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the other thing? Pick up the damn phone and call your relatives.
Yeah.
You know, sorry. Just do it. And if you need forgiveness, ask for it. If you need to forgive somebody, especially through COVID. Everybody's lonely.
Yeah.
But don't get me going on that.
As long as it's not like my uncle, you call him and you better pack a lunch because it's going to take all day to get through that conversation.
You know, but what if you called him more often?
Well,
then he probably would.
He's still that guy.
He would be.
He tries to go from A to B and use every letter in between.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. So anyways, put him on the do not call list. Okay, yeah. That's right
there. You got more, right, as far as the.
Yeah, I got a couple more.
Okay, tell you what, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to come back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker right after this.
Hey, if you are in the market to make the most money for your home, Sean Hannity here with some important advice. Now, look, I'm an active investor. I have bought and sold a lot of properties in hot, cold, moderate markets. And one of the lessons I have learned is this. Hire the agent that knows how to create the most demand for your home. Now, if I needed to create demand in this market, no question, there's only one real estate agent I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. While the average agent sells a home or two every month and only spends a couple of $100 on marketing a year, Jason spends thousands of dollars every month to attract thousands of buyers. Now, that helps you generate multiple offers and sell your home for the most money possible. Now, anyone can give you a home evaluation. Call the agent that creates the most demand. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, we've been talking today about how we can increase the inventory, which is already pretty low here in Western Montana.
Yeah, it's extremely low. Yeah, it's in Missoula. What I was saying at the beginning of the show, for those just tuned in, I mean, in Missoula, there's only 34 SFR homes, single-family resident homes for sale.
And that's
34.
The entire county.
Whole county, 64. That's Missoula, 34, and the
Missoula
whole county, 64. Think about that.
Holy cow.
Usually 300 to 400, right? So, all right. So we were talking about before the break that demanding a price accountability, agents need to reach out and talk to the people that they know and new people. So people just, you know, I'm 46 years old. I know it only looks like I'm 22, you know, and then I dyed my hair gray.
Anti-aging serum.
They do that. Yeah. But I mean, the fact of the matter is I have never once been bitten in 46 years for reaching out and telling someone what I do for a living.
Right.
I mean, not one time. I don't have any bite marks.
It's not like you're a lawyer or anything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like, I hear an ambulance. Here I go. No, that is not what's going. So people really need to let us know if they would sell. If somebody's afraid of selling because they can't find their next place, make it known. Because sometimes we just have a buyer and we don't have to list it. We can align you. And sometimes maybe you want their house.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't have pocket listings in the state of Montana. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying if you're vocal and other people are vocal, we could all get together. You know, imagine, and then we could solve it that way by just having a list of people who would allow their house to be bought if they could find something, if that list is long enough. Granted, yes, we want to put it on the MLS, but again, you know, and we have to walk around this not walk around, but we have to really be careful with this cooperation law that they have at the MLS, but it is what it is. If someone wants to sell their house, that's not a pocket listing.
I'm 100% in that boat, by the way, and I'm ready to sell if I wasn't so scared about where I'm going to go next.
It's important. If enough people are vocal about their willingness to sell, if these certain demands could be met, we wouldn't have an inventory problem. Speak up, everybody, party people. Speak up. Teach agents how to list and sell. I'm heck bent on doing that, and I don't care. I'll go tell someone 100 ways to sell a dang home properly. Mm-hmm. 99% of them won't do it. So I'm not afraid to tell every single person step by step what I do. I went over my marketing report last week. They could just take that and run with it. But, you know, the fact of the matter is it comes down to work ethic and doing stuff that makes you feel uncomfortable in this or anything in life.
Right. You got to get outside the box. Step outside the box.
I'm passionate about that. That's right. What else? No one in the market teaches proper techniques, in my opinion, on how to take listings outside of the people that they know. So how do you go and talk to people who you don't know? You know, I mean, we're given miles. God gave us miles for a reason. Right. And the thing is to brighten someone's day, to encourage people, and to tell them, you know, if you're going to be, you know, supporting your family, there's no reason why you shouldn't go talk to new people every day. I just don't understand it.
You drive by a house that you think, you know, would look great on the market and just give them a call.
Just knock on the door and say, any plans on selling? I've got some buyers. You know, we call through neighborhoods every day. If someone says, Jason, we need a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, especially for our sellers who have entrusted us to sell their home, we'll call through a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We'll go door knock a neighborhood. We'll hunt that house down. Yeah. The thing about it is, it is hard if there's no effort put forth.
Why did I just picture you like Crocodile Hunter when you said, we'll hunt that house down? You're like, there's a perfect one.
Because when you drive by my house, every time on your ride home, I'm doing something redneck out there. Do you see it?
There's the perfect house right there.
I got a story after we're off the air. Can't say it on the air. So anyway, also builders need to build more, but they're scared of another bubble. Okay, they're scared of another bubble. They're scared, you know, that they can't get the material, that the prices are going to rise up too much, and then the prices will drop, and they'll be stuck kind of somewhere in limbo. I get it. Experienced agents are walking away from unreasonable sellers, and just throw something at me when we get close. We good?
No, we're good. Go ahead.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, just kick me or whatever you do. Experienced agents are walking away from unreasonable sellers. Unreasonable sellers are people who are just, you know, say, well, if I could get $1 million, I'd list my home and it's worth $300K.
Yeah, right?
That market's not that good. Yeah,
give me a break.
Yeah, I know. I think a lot of agents are relying on like social media just simply because they use like those filters that make their eyes look weird. You know, they look really bad. They look really good.
Yeah.
But I think they're relying on social media versus like good old like, you know, communication skills. Like there's nothing like I don't want to do a Zoom with you or do a listing appointment over the phone. I want to be belly to belly. Mm-hmm. Like I want to go meet people. I say, and some people doesn't want me there or whatever. If they'd rather just do a phone call because, you know, I look better that way or whatever. That's fine. I can do
It's all about the handshake.
Man, we just got to get in front of people.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what we got to do, right? So I think people rely too much on social media and just like the easier way or the easy button. Pick up the phone. And I think some of the local team leaders are kind of sort of getting out of production and not taking as much listings, relying on their team to do it. And you can do that to a point, but I really think the team leaders locally need to stay in production, at least for the time being. Like myself, I do, you know, 99% of the listings on my team. I'm certainly teaching my team how to do that. But at the end of the day, if I got out of production, it would, you know, prevent 75 to 80 listings going on the market every year. You know, in my our best year, I think I did 95 or 100 listings taken. Mm-hmm. And inventory is limited. I'm trying 4 times harder to take, you know, 10 or 15 less per year. But the effort is still there. So I really think that, team leaders need to be beating the streets and setting an example for their team. And if they're setting an example for the team or they're in the trenches with their team, I truly believe that, by osmosis, their team will get better and therefore more listings will be taken. So
speaking of listings, do we have a featured listing?
I got one, man, on Ranch Club Road, 8127 Ranch Club Road. It's about a third of an acre, right on the 15th hole.
On the 15th?
15th hole. Right. Think of that. You could have a golf ball business. I mean, think of the possibilities. You could have broken windows and golf balls.
Slightly used golf balls.
Great lot. You know, great lot, great views, north facing views.
I love it out there. It's
so good. It's such a good golf course. Yeah, I like it out there. And it'll be a great lot. It's listed at $199.9 and it's perfectly situated right there. And we have plans, too, that could be looked at. So it's just
ready to go.
Clients are right about to build a house there. And just, again, it was going to take too long for the house to be built with the builder that they wanted to use, but there's plans and everything out there, so it's ready to go.
It's ready to go.
$199.99, baby.
Start putting sticks in.
That's what they're all selling for out there, so that's not overpriced. So.
Yeah, great. So you can find that on the website.
You can find that at jasonbakerteam.com. Scroll down to the bottom. All my listings are sitting right there.
Other ways to get a hold of you?
406-552-4443, or drive by my farm in Florence and just throw something at me right over the fence.
Courier pigeons.
Courier pigeons.
That works.
No, do not. If a pigeon flies over my place, if a pigeon flies, it dies, baby.
If you missed any of our previous episodes, know that our podcast is up at newstalkkgbo.com. And as always, Jason, it's been a pleasure. We'll see you next Sunday.
Love you, bro.